All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Today, I want to talk about your junk drawers. Yes, we all got them, don't we? I know in our kitchen, we will get organized, you know, pick a month. This drawer is getting too cluttered up. And so we're going to go through it. We're going to organize it nicely. We're going to put things where they're supposed to be. And then how long, oh Lord, before that drawer already looks like a junk drawer? Even more so with our children, we can go through their room, organize their clothes, the appropriate sizes, get the right clothes in the right rooms. Again, when you have five children, that's always a problem. Where are the underwear? Where are the socks? Whose pants are these? Especially when they're all close to the same size. And you get it organized, the blankets all washed, everything put away, the toys put back in the bins and on the shelves. And all it takes is for a Saturday afternoon explosion to happen. When creative play busts every drawer open and dumps everything out, and everything is jumbled back together again. Yes, the junk drawer we will always have with us. But I want to take you a little further. Instead of just talking about junk drawers of stuff and junk rooms of stuff, a junked up garage or storage unit of stuff, more and more and more stuff, what if we talked about the junk drawer of the things that we just don't need anymore, but we can't seem to throw away? What I'm talking about is the junk drawer of our soul, our spirit, our mind. Maybe you have felt weighed down by the things that you've done in the past that you carry with you. Maybe the choices that you did make or did not make. Or perhaps you've just become attached to things, ideas, relationships, and goals in your life that no longer seem to align with your purpose, or in a way of serving the life that you had intended for or imagined. What do you do then? Well, I think the one thing that we can do as we go through that process of discernment of all that stuff in our life, some of that stuff that is so intricately woven into our life, is to work on surrendering some of our ideas. Surrendering some of our objects, surrendering even some of our relationships, so that we are free to focus on what is most important in our lives. But oh man, is that hard to do? Because everything is supposed to stay in the junk drawer. Everything is supposed to always be in my life. Well, what if it's not good for you? What if it's not healthy for you? What if it's not possible for you? Yes, times change, people change, seasons change. And there are times that we need to lay down and let go. And there are seasons that we have to pick up and draw close. It reminds me of Supermarket Sweep. I don't know if you ever watched that show. I've seen it a couple times. And at one point when they have to run through the aisles and throw everything into shopping carts in a mad dash to just fill up on the things that are on the grocery list, how the grocery cart is overflowing with stuff. The stuff is falling out and it's being dropped. And you're like, what's going on here? Well, we don't want that to be what it's like in our spiritual life. We don't want that to be like that in our relational life. We don't want that to be like that in our prayer life. And so, yes, that pause to take a look at the drawer, lovingly called the junk drawer. What needs to be here? And what needs to go? What needs to stay? What needs to be replaced? What is it of value anymore? And what needs to be sought out to be put here? All of these are very important questions. It's amazing what a junk drawer can make you think about, huh? So the next time you open that drawer in your laundry room or garage or kitchen or bathroom, I want you to pause. And I want you to think about the junk drawer of your soul. And then spend a little time there, looking through it, seeing how God might speak afresh and anew as you reorganize and realign for all that's next. All right, good day.